Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Kathy Whelan is with me on the line today. Kathy, you got in touch about ghost buses. What happened to you recently?
Oh, unbelievable. Three times last week. I'm in Clonmead.
Right.
And I work in town, so I'm in tourism. So I have to go into town to do all my you know, start of tours and so on. Anyway, I've tried to do without a car for the last few years because you can't park in town. Long story short, there's a 70 bus here and it's only on the hour as it is. We're in Clonmead. We've no bus. We've no Dart. We've no Lewis. We've no train. We don't even have a footpath from here in the village to walk up to Ongar to get a 39A. So we're relying on this service. Anyway, last Monday, the bank holiday, I had to be in town to do a tour at 10. The 9 a.m. bus just never showed up. So myself and a girl who works in a restaurant in town ended up spending 60 quid on a taxi because it was premium rate for our bank holiday to get in. So that was fine. Friday morning then, I had another corporate gig to get to over in the Clayton Hotel in Donnybrook, Leeson Street. And the 6:40 bus just again ghosted, and at that time of the morning we've about 3 buses. The rest of the day it's on the air. Anyway, the next guy showed up at about 7:10 and I said to him, you know, whatever happened to the 6:40? And he just said, I don't know, like they just couldn't care less. So anyway, eventually I rang the company I was working with and I apologised and blah blah blah, got off in town because the traffic was too heavy in Westmoreland Street and ended up spending another taxi to get out of the place. So then on Saturday morning, I was going in to do a third job of the week and I decided I'd take the 10:30 bus and again, just ghosted.
And when you say ghosted, you mean it's scheduled, it comes up on the app that it's coming at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
You're there, ready, waiting. Countdown comes 5 minutes, four minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, no bus, next bus, well, whatever, an hour later or something.
Or else it'll actually not even appear and it'll tell you that the next bus is due in 55 minutes. So you can just never bank on it. Mm. But Saturday morning, there's another little bus that comes in from Dunboyne and it goes as far as Blanchardstown, but it's only a single decker bus. So I think a lot of people who, you know, if this happens, we'll stand there and go, well, we might be able to get on the little bus. Anyway, that went by because 70 hadn't showed up. There was no room to let anybody else on. So it was another taxi to Blanchardstown to get a 39A into the city centre. So three times in 1 week, 130 quid in taxis in the end, just to get to work. And the worst part about it is, Bus Éireann goes through the village all day long. And we often, you know, when they pull in, we go, is there any way you could bring us into town? They're not allowed to pick up or drop off there because Dublin Bus has the licence there. It actually got to the point, I had an experience it was dark last winter, and this happens coming out of town regularly, like it's a topic of conversation around here, will the bus show up or won't it, you know? But myself, and thankfully there was another girl, we were in town, got stranded, no last bus out of town, the Clonmead one again. So we decided, well, we'd jump on a 39A, because there's about 15 of them for every one number 70.
Mm.
And we got to Blanchardstown. But again, because we got there, we'd missed the last connection back here. And we ended up in a dark car park. So I rang Dublin Bus. Actually, I rang them about a month ago. And I said to the guy in customer service, like, seriously, Dublin has gone crazy these days, you know, with nutters running around, stabbing people and attacking people and so on and so on. Like, what's it actually going to take? Another, you know, girl or young guy getting assaulted or whatever the case may be, to make you guys realise that we need the bus to turn up, you know? And he said to me, oh, you're being ridiculous. And he hung up the phone. So right. I just sort of said, like, I'm actually going to get on to you guys at this point, because Dublin Bus, honestly, I know they were fined for this kind of thing like a couple of years ago, maybe 2 years ago now. And I've been on to the Transport Authority and all that, because, again, in tourism, I'd be quite up to speed with what the tour bus companies can get away with, or, you know, the regulations and all of that. But, like, for a bus service on the hour in a place that's only 11 miles from the city centre.
That's your big commuter area, Cathy.
Yeah. But it makes me laugh, Andre, because, you know, they keep on going on about all these eco-warriors, you know, get out of your car, get into town. Well, how exactly? You can't walk down a motorway if a bus doesn't show up. Or this Act of 55. Oh, well, I've been actually trying to do that. You know, I've been trying to do my part. Mm. But the answer to my question now is just go out and buy another car.
Well, if you're paying you 130 quid over the course of 3 days in taxi, you'd have the same repayment on the car.
And I, you know what? The fact that you're sitting on the bus now, for the majority of the time, you're lucky to get a seat, because this area has got so busy that usually the bus is packed either way. And then the second thing is you're listening to people roaring and shouting on their mobile phones and doing video calls and all sorts of stuff. Not to mention some of the drivers, honestly, I think they're deaf. They start playing the radio and you're listening to their blaring music through the thing the whole way home too. So, like, Dublin's bus, as far as I'm concerned, they seriously need to get their act together. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's especially in, so the area you're in, Cluny, for this and like this 70, this number 70 bus, because I'm familiar with the 39 and the 39A, so I suppose if Dublin Bus were here now, they'd say, well, like, that's a better serviced route, or, you know, they're more frequent and et cetera. So the 70 is the bus that is obviously for, you know, close proximity to you for the bus stop.
It's the only one, Andre. It's the only one that comes out of town and actually goes through old Cluny village. It goes through Little Pace and then Cluny Village and into Dunboyne. So it is literally the only one we have.
The only one.
Yeah.
And you're probably, it's not, you know, you don't mind the fact that it's maybe coming once an hour, but you can't rely on it.
Well, even once an hour is a pain in the neck.
Sure,
like,
I know,
go into town and, like you say, the 39A, you could stand there, the 39A, the 37. Like, what I don't get, Andre, is they're a bus company established now for a very long time. Like, what is the problem with having a spare driver on hand if a driver rings in?
Well, it's always staff retention is what is what Dublin Bus will cite as an issue, and you know, staff retention and attracting staff and getting staff to serve a certain routes. But it is frustrating. You're 130 quid the less, you know, if this trying to rely on getting bus. So you've contacted Dublin Bus about this, and I know we've reached out to Dublin Bus on your behalf as well, Cathy. So if we get any update on that, we'll certainly bring it to you. But it is very frustrating. I can understand that. Stay with me, Cathy, if you don't mind, because I just want to bring in Joshua. Joshua's with me as well, actually. Joshua, you're involved in the Dublin Commuter Coalition. Like, it's very difficult for somebody like Cathy that's trying to do her, you know, her best and use the public transport services. She's trying to not get a car, and now she feels she can't rely on the service.
Hi, Andrew. Yeah, no, it's a huge issue. I mean, I think public transport needs to be seen as the essential service that it is, and it's not really being treated as such. You've talked kind of about the lack of drivers and the issues there. But I think a key issue of what Cathy's kind of putting out is the lack of communication that's there. And I think that's something that really needs to be tackled. When you look at trains, for example, if a train is delayed or something goes wrong, you get clear communication as to what's happened, what the company is doing to try fix it, and how long they reckon it's going to take to fix it, if there's a points failure or that sort of thing. But on buses, we just don't have that. Buses just disappear. They don't show up. And there's no communication to people sitting there waiting, wondering if the next one's going to show up, wondering if they wait a few minutes, is it just going to show up anyway? Is it actually delayed or it's cancelled? And there's just no clear communication there.
Now, we heard from a Dublin Bus representative on the show only a couple of weeks ago about the investment that they're rolling out across the fleet and in terms of the trackers for the buses and the real-time app, you know, and the screen at the bus shelters and all of that. And obviously that's a big investment and that's going to take time. But, like, that's a big issue, Joshua, in all of this, is the length of time it's taken to roll this out.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've been trying to roll out bus connects for almost a decade now here in Ireland. And I think that it's something that we, you know, need to try speed up and get it finished. Ultimately, when you're rolling out a new service and reorganising how our buses work, it's disruption to the network. And I think we've kind of been in that phase of disruption for quite some time. And really, what we need to do is try to get that finished, and then we can work on kind of fine-tuning the network to actually serve people and deal with areas. And obviously, that's contributing to the lack of drivers as well, because we're massively increasing the amount of services that are being offered, which I think is obviously a great thing and it's a good thing, but is having an impact for people. One of the things that we've been campaigning on is to try push for bus drivers and bus mechanics to be added to the special skills visa list, which is something that we're pushing for, as you know, that would help kind of ease some of the recruitment issues the Dublin Bus and Go Ahead and some of the other service providers are having at the minute.
Well, look, if you're experiencing issues with bus services in your areas, we'd love to hear from you today, or maybe if nothing but good compliments about it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Councillor Anne Bambury is with me on the line. What's your recent experience, Anne?
Hi, Andrea. Nice to speak to you. I suppose, similar to your previous callers there, just the inefficiencies are rampant, and it's not isolated to urban areas. It's both rural and urban. Over the recent bank holiday, I suppose a number of my friends and I, we were heading to the Jazz from a place called Bandon in West Cork. So we're about 35, 40 minutes from the city. And when we normally go to this event, which is an annual outing, we take the bus. And, you know, we're in an era now where we are to be promoting public transport and active travel. And there are two services in our area. One is a privately operated service called the West Cork Connects, and the other one then is the bus there and standard public bus service, which is hugely unreliable. I must commend the West Cork Connect, but because they operate a kind of a pre-booking basis, you're not guaranteed a seat either unless you have it pre-booked in some instances. And whilst we were waiting for a 12:15 bus, we said we'd wait till 12:30. The West Cork Connect bus arrived on time. Unfortunately, they couldn't accommodate us because we hadn't made the pre-booking and the bus was full. So we said, OK, we'll hang on for another while here and hopefully the next bus will come.
Yeah.
And come 1 o'clock, still no bus. The next West Cork wasn't due for another while. So we ended up, because there was a significant number of us, having to get two cars, we'd get two people to nominate friends and family to drive us to the city.
You're lucky
now,
to get
we
them.
We did. We were very much so on a bank holiday weekend. And, you know, the Jazz Festival in Cork is it's a fantastic music event.
Yeah, gosh, the place is wedged. So the issue. So, but I look, and I know a lot of people will say, well, we don't mind if you know, if you're told that you need to book book the bus in advance. But it is worth pointing that out, Anne, for people.
Oh, for sure, because we are at a point where, you know, people, apologies, now my other phone has decided to start ringing here. Like, we are at a point where people are, you know, they're very disappointed with their local bus services. It's a public operated bus service. We are heavily reliant on private operators now and, you know, very thankful to have them. But, you know, people are losing confidence in public transport. I used to live in the city. I live in a rural area now. So, you know, when you're very much in the rurality of Ireland, we have local links and things like that now for people in those isolated, which would be more isolated areas. But the service still isn't reliable, you know. And if you don't have a reliable service, people lose confidence. And, you know, for people trying to get to appointments, like your previous speakers, they're having to fork out for private taxis. You know, that's just not acceptable, because if like us, you had to get a taxi, that would be €80 per taxi to get to Cork City from where I live. And, you know, that's not feasible for people. And, like, you know, there's no reimbursement for anybody who has to, you know, cover that expense as well. And realistically, if you have a timetabled bus service, it should be coming on time. It should be reliable. It should be promoting people to use public transport. And, you know, it's not good enough. And, like, the NTA, which a lot of people don't understand, oversees the bus errands services under the public service contract. And it is supposed to monitor punctuality, reliability, customer service. And, you know, it can penalise bus errands if performance targets aren't met. But I don't believe that the NTA are doing their job either, because the amount of people who contact me on a weekly basis who have missed a bus.
I know, and their experiences. You know? Well, we're getting plenty of them here today as well. Listeners, as the Dublin 15 bus, total disgrace. Students and workers spend at least 2 hours for what is a 15-minute trip. The N4 to DCU, it's the 70D, goes twice a day, says this listener. Mary Malahide, will you please mention the lack of shelters at bus stops? They can use the steel ones, or can we not use the steel ones, so that they can't be vandalised? Nothing worse than being ghosted by the bus, and then to top it all off, it's lashing down raining. The green bus that serves the Dublin to Kilkenny, Clonmel, Waterford route is shocking, says this listener. It's always late, very, very frequently just doesn't bother turning up. And then when you do ring, they don't apologise or explain anything. Listener says we use, it must be Cavanagh's buses, found them to be reliable, near enough on time and always turn up as well. Another texter tells me the ghost bus, not just a Dublin issue. Well, look, I'm very aware of that. I had a Dublin bus issue myself this morning and I was bitching and ranting about it here to the team. But, you know, it sort of falls into total insignificance when you listen to stories from back home and the rest of the country. Like, this listener lives in Waterford and it's the very same. One app shows the bus, but then sure, it doesn't arrive. The kids are great for using the bus, and in my opinion, that's the group that needs to be targeted, but it isn't working. My issue is when the bus doesn't show up, it means that I have to drive to collect the children, which totally defeats the purpose. And outside of Dublin, there's a lot less services as well, so there is no other option. There is no other route to get. Listener in Swords tells me the Swords Express has always seemed apparently doing this. They must be not showing up, and yet Swords is one of the largest towns in Dublin, outside of our capital city. Raymond is with me on the line. Raymond, you worked for a bus provider for a number of years, is that right?
Yeah, I've worked for many bus companies that you're mentioning there, okay? Guys, the issue is here, I had to leave that job because it's unsafe. If a job is unsafe, you can't keep drivers, okay? Simple as. So they can go on, people can go on and on and on, you know. The problem is, you can't keep drivers, you can't keep good drivers because the job is unsafe. Look at the city. It's a ridiculous carry on. People being stabbed. You know.
What did you experience as a bus driver? What? Can you give us an idea?
I'll give you my experience. Yeah. Right? I've been doing it the best part of my life. I love driving. I love interacting with people. The job I'm in now, I'm in the private sector with Collins. I've been on to you many times before.
Oh, yeah.
I left the public sector because I was attacked.
Right. Now, while you were driving the bus.
When I was driving the bus, I'm not going to go into the thing of that, but it put me out of work for a year and a half. Oh, it destroyed me as a person, mentally, physically. So the thing about it is, if you're unsafe in your job, look, let's put it this way. If you felt unsafe in your job there, would you attend work?
Yeah,
no. So there's a lack of drivers, lack of good drivers, polite drivers, people that do their jobs well. They can't keep the good drivers because it's unsafe. Again, I used to leave my house thinking, is this the day I'm not going to come home to my wife and kids? No job, no money in the world, no pension in the world is worth that. So if you can't keep drivers, this is your problem where you have those buses and buses not turn up because they don't have the drivers. They can't get the drivers because nobody wants
the
job.
But you see, and Raymond, I'm sorry to hear what happened to you, and I'm glad to hear you. So you're back working though in the private sector, and you've had a positive experience doing that. Yeah,
positive.
Good.
I'm much happier in every way. But now, security on buses. The problem is security on buses. We this thing comes around all the time. When are they gonna do things to protect people on buses and of the drivers as well as the public? Where is this policing, the transport police that
you think that would make a difference? It would.
There needs to be a deterrent for people acting the maggot. Okay, let's put it this way: a guard gets attacked or an ambulance driver gets attacked. You know, there should be a minimum. You know, no questions asked, to prison. You know, because you need a strong deterrent to stop people acting like it. Now, if drivers then feel safe that they can come and do their job, then you'll have more drivers.
That will help with retention. But you see, the thing about it is that I, with all the technology and the tech, you know, gods that we've working in this country, the bit that I can't get my head around, if three presenters rang into News Talk this morning sick, management would know from early morning, well, we can't staff X show, Y show and B show, we'll need to bring in fill-in people. Surely if we know that on every route, I don't know, if there's 100 buses required on the main routes across Dublin City, like if four or five drivers ring in sick, surely we can then alter the schedule that we're advertising to the public on our app and on our, you know, online and on the website to tell them, well we can't service 100 buses in the route today. We can service 87 routes, and these are the routes. That's the bit
I can't fathom. This is down to the NTA. And again, I'm sorry to say this, sir. I'll be polite about
it. Right, okay, well, I take your point.
They don't have a clue what they're doing.
Okay.
These are people that work in an office. They don't have a background in transport. You know, that's like, you know yourself, people that drive buses for a living that have been in the industry should be the people making all these decisions, because we know what goes on. And again, you have people that are given unreal times. You know, with the way traffic is, the way everything, issue as well.
And then you put into the mix, like today, for instance, and the rain from 8 this morning.
Look, again, we can go down the road as well. I drive on the road 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. Our drivers in Ireland are gone ridiculously bad. Now, again, I don't know what you could do about that. When people are getting trained and doing lessons, you know, they're not being taught the way I would teach a driver.
Just the whole our driving habits have just totally deteriorated as well. Dermot has got in touch to say, it's not only Dublin Bus. I've waited in Busaras for a bus air and bus to Balbriggan. A big flashy timetable board says the bus was arriving. Nothing about cancellation. No one to ask in Busaras. There was nobody there to ask, which of course is the central bus station. Information desk is now closed there. I eventually found somebody wandering around who said, look up the app, and they moved on. I did just that. The app said the bus had departed, even though I was there, knew the bus was arriving, and didn't show up. I couldn't. I could have made alternative plans had I have been informed of this, says Dermot. Listener tells me, I live in Drumcondra, and most days it takes 40 minutes to travel into the city centre. There needs to be better monitoring of cars and bus lanes. Oh, I couldn't agree more. Jesus, I nearly lost my life today. I actually ended up taking a photograph while I was on the bus on the way in, travelling. Like, it took 55 minutes to come 3 kilometres today, travelling into work for 9 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know how many cars came out and blocked up the bus lane, and the bus driver didn't beep the horn once. I couldn't get over how polite they were, because I know I would have lost my mind. But this listener tells me there needs to be more monitoring of cars and bus lanes, and also there are way too many bus stops in a relatively short distance. It shouldn't take 40 minutes to travel 3 kilometres. That person must have been on my bus. Another listener says, I moved out of Wicklow in no small part because of the unreliability of the 133. No last bus from town one December. It left me stranded. I ended up with bronchitis for a week or so. We need competition and proper security in buses. There's no point in having or claiming to have a 24-hour service on certain routes if the service isn't working properly. A lot of people, as you can tell, frustrated about this. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Cathy, thanks a million. Cathy Whelan there for getting in touch with us. Anne Bambury is a councillor in Cork. Raymond and Joshua as well. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.